This is the 99.1 PLR Chaz and AJ Week in Review podcast, an unedited, unfiltered look back at this week in shows.
Hey, welcome to the Chaz and AJ Week in Review podcast. I'm Chaz, that's AJ.
Hello!
Pam is just coming in now. Phil's over there.
Hello!
Where the hell were you, Pam?
I had to go to the bathroom, but I go to the first floor.
Recently back from a fresh offer number two tour.
All right.
It was number two tour in the first floor.
Why do you go to the
bathroom.
First floor?
Oh, you went downstairs.
Yep. So I do the first floor in the locker room because hardly anyone uses that bathroom.
Privacy. Oh, they can't go off like a pack of firecrackers?
I like privacy.
Gotcha.
Yep.
I go to the second floor bathroom. It's cleaner and there's barely anybody on there.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, I've used the third floor. Handicap.
Right.
And I think most people use that to poop.
Yeah.
But if someone's in there, then now what?
Because it locks.
So then I go to a different floor. I have never once pooped in, I can't say never in 14 years, but at least in the last 6 or 7 years, haven't pooped in the third floor.
Yeah. Well, first of all, the third floor bathroom always smells, even after they clean it. It's just shot. It needs to be like taken out and like flogged and a new one put in.
Yeah.
It's everything has just like been seasoned.
Yeah. And there's no privacy. The space between the door and like the stall frame is too wide.
So it's almost like you could see someone's like, hi.
Yeah. It's very weird. I've made eye contact with someone before while they've been on the toilet and I've been washing my hands. It's weird. So I go to the first floor locker room all the time and they have a nice little stool there so you could put your bag down.
You know, it's funny.
A stool joke.
It's funny because I used the restroom, after the show just to do number one. And our engineer, Dom, went in to do number two. And, you know, first of all, I never seen him actually go to the bathroom before. So apparently he's human. And I just saw like these blue pants and shoes facing outwards. And it was kind of like, it's kind of like you're like seeing your dad naked or something. You just don't want to look. So I was like, I must have hurt my eyes. And I'm like,
was he talking to you?
No, he was not. It was both of us.
I'm not a talker.
Neither one of us wanted to be in that room at the same time.
Yeah,
exactly.
Weird.
But he flushed for a long period of time. And I think he used that noise, that flushing sound to mask the sound of the initial
farts.
Plunge.
Right.
Yeah, which is smart, but he's an engineer.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. He knows how to engineer these things.
He knows all about sound.
I heard nothing. The acoustics were great. Yep.
Good.
It's funny because the engineers seem to differ in this regard. So we have our other engineer, Ed, and I came into the bathroom once. He was the only one in there, and he's using the fucking middle urinal. And I'm like, Ed, come on, man. Like, everyone knows you start on the end, and then you go to the other end, and then if you have to go, then
if
you take the middle.
There's a third person.
Right.
Only. That's the only fucking reason.
Maybe he
That's weird.
Got stuck in that situation, the other two people came out.
Yeah, this is true. There could be other people left. You know what sucks, though? Because we have the men's room. They have one urinal closest to the wall is lower, is for shorter people, and then the one towards the end is for taller people. I hate when someone tall uses the short one, then I use the tall one, I feel like a cigar in an ashtray, because I'm not going to be careful, don't touch anything, because it's at that height where something could touch.
You don't want your
dink
to touch the porcelain.
Exactly. You touch that, and you just run right into traffic. Just run right into traffic, because
That's
you just
weird.
Touched everybody who used it. Yuck.
Have you ever accidentally seen someone's penis?
No.
Like, while
pee-pee?
I was going to say pee-pee, and then I was like,
why did you?
I'm older. Not here, because no one whips it out in the women's room.
Yeah. I saw my dad's once.
Oh.
I walked in the bathroom.
Yeah.
And he was just getting up.
Oh, no.
From a number two.
Literally.
Oh.
And there he is.
Oh.
Why didn't you lock the door, Dad?
Yeah, Dad.
I wish he would have locked the door.
Yep.
So it was bad. So he smoked back in the day, you know? And so you open the door and there's a fog in there. My first thought was, oh, my dad was just in here. And I look and there it is.
Yep.
It's the first because I'm right at that height.
Oh, no. Yeah. It's right there.
It's a big giant bush with a helmet.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Oh,
yeah, the little German soldier.
I don't remember.
Yeah, there's a little German soldier hanging in a nest. Yeah, exactly.
And he's just like, get out.
Right.
Like,
get out.
Gladly.
No problem. No problem. My dad used to use the bathroom, but he used to smoke a pipe. So, you know, the pipe you would think would mask the aroma. No.
It's no.
Like someone shot out of maple syrup. It was like maple tobacco.
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's
like somebody,
so
yeah.
weird.
It's like, you know, maples. Flavored poop.
Exactly.
Smell.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm glad everything went well for you.
It was a great one. Thank you.
Well, we had another good week.
We did.
Yeah. A lot of great stuff on the show.
Yeah.
Holy smokes.
Yep. Literally.
AJ, yes. Anything you want to talk about? All right, Phil.
What I do? I think like my fantastic flubble today.
You had one of the best.
You know, and the worst part is, and I said this on the air, but for those who didn't know, when a flubble starts, you can feel it happening, and you try everything internally to make it not happen. But it's like when you're sliding on ice and you have nothing to grab on, you're flailing, and it just happens.
It's like a car accident. Hold on, I got to take this. You mind if I take this right now?
Yeah, go right ahead.
All right, hold on.
We're just not doing anything. Just. Podcasting.
Hey, it's Chaz. How are you?
I'm well, sir. How are you?
Good. We're still closing today?
We are. Yep, 11:45. Or even if you want to come a little bit earlier, that's no problem.
Can I come a little bit later?
What time are you thinking?
Like 5 of or like right at noon?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yep, I'll just change the time in the conference room.
Okay, great. I'll see you at noon.
Okay, sir.
All right, thanks.
Ooh, you got the sir.
She called you
yeah,
sir.
I'm getting, getting a line of credit. It's just a nice thing. I'm not going to take the money, but it's a nice thing to have as backup should something happen.
Mm.
Yeah. Anyway.
Why, what'd you hear?
That's good, yeah.
I don't know. But,
yeah,
you know what?
Some?
I just refinanced the house.
Right.
I found that there's a shit ton of equity in the house.
Right.
I'm like, okay.
Right.
I'm going to put a little aside just in case. And what they do is they give you like a checkbook. And, you know, I could go and write out a check for like 50 grand.
Nice. See, my house just
not going to use it, but it's just there. It's kind of like
safety
you're
net.
Back here.
That's mm-hmm. cool.
So this all started when I was thinking about buying rental property.
Yeah,
I thought I want that so I could go in, tell them I could close quickly on a deal. Like I'll lowball the price, but I can close quickly. No bank approval, no bank appraisal.
Just
I'll
bing,
take
bang,
it as
boom,
is.
Get out of here. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And so I started going through the process. And then I, during the process, came to the realization, I'm not doing this.
No, yeah.
I need to find some other way. That doesn't just demand my time when it wants it.
Right.
I have to, if I want to do something where I invest or whatever, it has to be something where I can do it when I want to do it.
Like lottery.
And have time to do it.
No? Okay.
Yeah. Like play lottery.
Exactly. Right. I do when
anyway,
I want to.
So I thought, well, it'd be nice to have that money anyway, you know, have to, since I started the process. So that's what that was. Your flubbles, all flubbles are like a car accident, always caused for different reasons.
Right.
Right. So it could be someone cut out in front of you. It could be you're asleep at the wheel. Some of your flubbles are your brain is just you're so tired. You're like blah, 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 like a flat tire. This one was all the information's in there. It's coming out in the wrong order.
Right.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah. That was
like the Three Stooges when all three are trying to go through a door at the same time. Whoop, whoop, whoop. Come on, you big dummy. Exactly.
It's funny because it was so long. It's weird because the adrenaline slows everything down, I think, a little bit. But it went on for so long, I made eye contact with Pam.
Yeah.
Well, first you, then I looked over at Pam like, holy shit.
God.
And then I looked over at Phil like, did you hear that? And it was still going. Like, it's a good one.
It was so
and
good.
And the worst part was I saw you all making eye contact. I heard your little that she always does. And of course, I'm not wearing flops today, so I couldn't just whip one off just wing it because one of these shoes would probably kill her.
Yeah.
So, you know, I just had to deal with it.
What shoes do you have on today?
Trust me, these would probably
the
hurt you.
The woven things?
Yes.
They're not woven. They're canvas, babe.
Yeah.
Canvas. But yes, that's what
it's
they
like
are.
Straw has been woven together by like women in the jungle.
You got a problem with jungle women?
What? I don't know, but Pam's obsessed with the jungle all of a sudden.
What's up with that? Yeah.
Who was the coworker you wanted to release into the jungle?
Who? Yes, you have to say right now. Who? Just say it.
Megan on Star.
Oh,
I bet
was throwing the shit out of me.
Why is she someone you think would like be climbing trees and?
No, well,
she's like Jane.
She did something yesterday. She while we were about to go on air, the on air light is on. AG and I have our headphones on. We're just about
to
go on
air. We're getting ready to go up.
And she comes into the studio and is like, "I have pizza!" So loud.
Right.
So we both turn around and look at her like, what are
like,
you
get
doing?
Get the fuck out
right.
of here.
Yeah, I love her.
So then.
Oh, yeah, but that was a bad
at
timing.
At that moment, it was bad timing. But then she comes back later and is like, don't forget to get the pizza. Like, you don't need to remind me.
Right, who
to
are you
get
talking to?
Pizza.
Two cans Sam of food over here.
So yeah. I was getting annoyed. So I come in here into Phil's studio and I was just saying how annoyed I was about that whole situation. And AJ said that she was like a skinny bear. And I said something like that needs to be released into the jungle. I don't know why I said jungle, but
yeah,
it was
more,
just
more
the first
forest,
word
yeah.
that came
right,
out.
Just out into thick woods.
Right.
Yeah.
Not the brush because she'll wander back.
She always will. still know her way back.
Like jungle.
Right. And we say it's
like we take her in a helicopter, go out to the middle of the jungle, drop her there without a map.
And it's said with love, by the way.
We do. We say it with love.
Yeah, she is.
I like her. It's just yesterday. It was
just bad timing.
It was bad timing. It was just, yeah, that's all it was.
So, yeah, I get sent all of the production requests when you guys need to voice a commercial that's going to air. So AJ's in here. He's got his headphones on. And then Pam did the exact same thing. So she just walks in to, like, tell me this whole thing and then, like, realizes, like, 13 seconds into her rant that, like, we're doing something.
Do you have it?
No, I got rid of it because it got a little too honest. So
shit, that's the stuff we want.
So AJ had his headphones on. So Pam is here and she's like collected because whenever she goes into a room, she just brings shit with her and then leaves little pieces and has to come back.
It looks
and get
like
them.
Her living room.
Yeah.
Like after 3 months.
Exactly.
After a week.
So she was in getting stuff and she's just standing in the corner of the room and she's like, go ahead, you have to read a spot. Go ahead. But then she's standing there looking at us, ready to like just go on this rant again. So AJ looks at me, I go, just tell me the story at this point. Because like, there's no way we're going to get through this commercial in less than 8 hours unless you just get it out and then we get it over with.
I was like, okay. I couldn't wait. But AJ called her a skinny bear and it just made me laugh. I don't remember where that came from.
Because it was like, there's food out in the kitchen. It's like, and then all of a sudden, who's going to come to get the food? It's like the skinny bear. Megan is there. We need to release that bear back into the wild.
Into the jungle.
Yeah, I think I said something about tagging her and putting a number on her side and releasing her back into the wild. I think Bart Cam says what I said. Something like, yeah, because there's more bears there.
I had to leave because I couldn't stop laughing.
The reason I got rid of it is because Pam was really the star of this rant and she didn't have a microphone set up. So I had AJ only and it was just Pam off in the background and I wish I had it.
It was epic.
It was pretty good. It was pretty good.
Anything else?
Did I tell you how pissed the other guy that came with Gallagher was today?
No. Did he think he was coming on the air?
Oh, yes, he did. So I had to explain to him.
Well, I saw Pam's email, and she clearly outlined how everything was going to work.
So I was very calm, and I just said, listen, you know, we knew that you were coming, but we were under the impression that only Gallagher was going on the air and that everybody was in the know. So he starts listing off his entire career and everything done and all the places he's played and all
and
the
no
awards he's won.
And I don't mean any disrespect, but...
And I said, listen, that's great, but, you know, we booked Gallagher and everybody that came after the fact was told that they're not coming on the air. And we have to be rigid about that because we have a plan that we want to do with Gallagher. And he just was... He wouldn't leave my studio. And he's
really?
Like, well, if I knew that, I would have slept in at the hotel. And I'm like... I don't know how you wouldn't have known that because I feel like we made it very clear.
Yeah. Pam made it very clear to everybody that she came in contact with. I saw the email string and she even gave me a heads up. She's like, yeah, well, this guy's going to drive him in. So I think they think, but I could see the email said it's only going to be Gallagher. And if this guy comes, he's going to be in Phil's studio.
Yeah.
Yeah. First I thought Gallagher wanted to kill me because he was giving me the death stare before he came in. And then the other guy seemed like the nice guy, but when he came back here, and I'm like, no, it's just you can stay in here.
I'm tired from wrestling an interview with Gallagher because every fucking question was, I invented all of this shit that no one fucking cares about, and like all these long backstories, and it's really hard for the tribe to like, if you're just tuning in, like, what the fuck is going on here?
What is he talking about?
I am physically tired from turning this car back onto the road like 1,000 times every 20 seconds.
What you saw was the inside of Gallagher's mind today.
Yeah. Look, the guy's a bright guy, but you know what? Be fucking funny. Like, don't come on here to promote all your stuff.
Yeah.
But he was, you know what? He is a legend.
He's a legend.
He's great. And you could say whatever you want about him, but everybody fucking knows who he is.
Everyone, exactly.
Yeah. He's had 13 specials.
Yep.
Five heart attacks. You know, the guy's done a lot. He's still at 70, bringing people in.
Yes, he is.
Five heart attacks, one on stage. Yeah. And, you know, it is what it is. So we got everything we wanted out of him, but man, I had to fucking work for it.
I thought he was going to walk out because when he was coming in, he saw the room in the plastic.
He was so pissed.
He was pissed
out in the kitchen. I walked
in the kitchen.
By and he's like not making eye contact with anyone, not talking to anyone. I walked by. I'm like,
oh, what was he mad about?
So I'm like, let's start talking about this. And I thought, no. Because he'll walk out. I got to get him in the room first. Then if he's a dick, it's on. Mm-hmm. And if he's nice, and then it's off. You know what I mean? Yep. So
even
he was
half
nice,
hour,
but difficult.
Even half hour into the interview, I came in just, you know, every guest that stays for a little bit, I'm like, hey, can I get you a refresher on your coffee? And he turns and just does the slow look, looks me dead in the eyes and just goes, nope. And I was like, all right, man.
Oh, my God. No worries. Are you serious?
Ugh. Yeah.
It's just coffee.
Well, he came in number 100 on Rolling Stone's list of top 100 comedians, and he was pissed. Yeah. He's like, why am I 100? He feels like he should be top 10. He's like, look at all these names. I'm one of the most, you know, known names on this list. How can I be 100? And he definitely reads all of his press clippings from 1981. You know, because he was in there repeating all that stuff. But it was, you know, like, he's one of those guys. If I'm still alive when he's dead, we'll be like, hey, we fucking talked to this guy. Right. And I smashed melons with him.
A memorable personality. And at the very least, interesting, because I don't know another person like him. You know
I
what I mean? Like,
don't.
He's a total unique. He's a one of a kind guy.
Well, the Schubert's client, and we love them. I've been doing shows with the Schubert and promoting shows with the Schubert since 1990.
Yeah.
Right. A long history with them. And so they're very good friends and partners at the station. And here they have this guy who's doing a show. And I know that it's like, I'm juggling nitroglycerin. If I ask this guy the wrong question, because the Marc Maron podcast, Opie and Anthony, like there's a track record of this guy imploding on the air. I'm like, the last thing I want is, because the boss is away,
yep,
is to have a fucking implosion, and now I got a memo and phone call, and
just a
you
pain
know,
in the ass.
All I want to do is get through this without any bullshit. But at the same time, if he starts being a dick to me, you know, we gotta
be honest here.
We just gotta be real. Like, if you're gonna be a dick, then hey, look, we're just trying to help you sell tickets.
Right,
if you're gonna be an asshole about that, then be ready.
Good luck.
It's not going to be a melon exploding all over you. It's going to be something else. But it was a good time.
It was.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah. One of the funniest
it was
around.
One of those the whole time I thought, I'm one wrong question away from this going bad. And
it's going to be a great show at the Schubert.
Yeah, I think so.
Yep.
You
one
know?
Of the funniest surroundings. Bob
like
the Nelson
couple who called.
Funny.
They
another
met
friend of the show.
Like 30 years ago, 27 years ago, they were at a Gallagher show together. They split up, got back together, and now they're going to the show together.
Exactly.
I love that.
Oh. Part two.
Anyway, yeah, thanks for bringing that up. That was a whole another backstory deal.
Totally forgot about that.
Drama.
Another 10
drama.
Well, it's one of those things, sometimes you hear it on the air and you don't realize how close sometimes some of these interviews just don't happen.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
And remind me next week to have Phil tell a story. He tells one of my favorite stories. He was producer at the time. Yeah, anyway, it's a very short story. I don't remember who it was, but they kept every question I asked them, they said, well, you're going to have to buy the book. And I'm like, look, you know, this is a two-way, this is a relationship here. You give us something and we promote your book. And like every question, you're going to have to buy the book. And I said, hey, listen to this. This is the sound of your book going in the garbage.
I remember that.
Live on the air.
Yep. A thunk. Yep.
Oh, my God.
Goodbye.
The book
do you remember
was
who it
cover.
Was?
It was a grill master. So
who's
he called
that?
In the top 10, the 10 commandments of grilling. So we knew that he was coming on, and we knew he wanted to go through all fucking 10 commandments with a full page explanation about each one.
What?
So you go on the air, and you say to him live on the air, hey, man, listen. We got your book. We love the information. This is how we're going to do it. I'm going to read the 10 commandments start to finish, and then we'll come back to like three or four of them. So he's like, all right, well, before we do that, and just starts launching into an explanation. And I just see Chaz's eyes change from like, all right, this is, I know. I
they
know
turn black and the sky gets black.
So that, and then you hear the chair roll back. You see Chaz stand up. I see him go around the corner. I'm like, oh no. He picks up the garbage can. He's got it over his head. He goes, hey, just want to ask you a question before we keep going. Tell me if this sounds like your book hitting the garbage can. Boom! And he goes, what? Goodbye!
That's awesome!
Yeah.
So next week you'll have a story.
Right. All right. Hey, thanks again for listening. And we really appreciate it. Share it with your friends, please. Subscribe and comment on it, because then it shows up in searches higher on the search. Veterans Gala,
yep,
June 2nd, and you're going to hear about this veteran who had the worst thing happen to her. The military turned their back on her and then sent her to Iraq. She served 4 years there, 3 years in the National Guard. She can't work now.
Yeah.
Because of the trauma that she experienced. Her husband, a veteran, volunteer firefighter, EMS guy. That tells you everything you need to know about him.
Exactly.
His whole life is dedicating to helping people.
Being a hero.
And teacher.
And a teacher.
Right.
And she can't work, and he's trying to make things work, and they need help. And we're going to do this benefit. And in the past, we've done it where we've had speakers, and it was very meaningful, and we thought, shit, let's just party. We'll have a couple quick thoughts.
Right.
And then let's bring on the comedy. So Dave Riley's going to headline, AJ's going to open, and PJ Walsh, who's a Navy veteran who is now a comedian, will be in the center spot. $25 a ticket. It gets food, comedy, which you normally only get $25 and comedy.
Yeah.
For $25. This is $25, comedy, and a meal.
Yeah, good food, too.
And he is the kicker.
He is the kicker.
All the money goes to her and her family.
All of it.
Yep.
All the money. So I hope you come. It's going to be a friggin' riot. Fantasia North Haven has the best food.
They do.
Like, they put out a buffet, and I always think, buffet is probably the shitty stuff. No, it's great. Like, I keep coming back. The only complaint I have is they don't put giant plates out there, so I have to go back like 5 times.
Yeah, that's true.
But besides that, great place, and we hope to see you there. Let's help a veteran and laugh our fucking asses off at the same time. And we want to thank all of our sponsors. If you go there, click on ChazAndAJInTheMorning.com, click on the Veterans Gala, and look at those sponsors. Those are all people who said, yes, I want to help.
These are good people you want to do business with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we hope to see you there. I'm thinking this could sell out.
Right. Don't wait.
June 2nd.
I'm optimistic. Yeah, June 2nd. So
do it. Creamy Mac.
Thanks for listening to the Week in Review podcast. Thanks to Mamsie for catching that amazing picture me smashing.
Good.
Great shot, right? Because she's like taking it from Chaz and AJ TV. And
timing is everything.
Timing is everything. You only get that one shot.
That's it.
Mm-hmm. And she got it. And it's like me smashing a melon. And then you see a shirtless Gallagher. Like, this looks like totally Hillbilly Friday.
It really did.
And then Phil is poking around the corner. I love the picture. I'm going to frame it. But I think it's the best. It's like, you know, you take a lot of pictures in your career. That's one of the ones. It tells a whole story just looking at it.
Yep.
So thank you, Mamsy, for that. Subscribe to our podcast on iTunes. A lot of people are doing that. And it's a great way to listen to the show because all the best shit just appears in your iTunes.
Yep.
Thank you very much. I'm Chaz. That's AJ.
Bye.
Pam's over there.
Bye-bye.
Phil's over there.
See ya.
The Chaz and AJ Week in Review podcast. Tune in to the live show weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. only on 99.1 PLR or online at WPLR.com. The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall. With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Save $100 on the Craftsman V26 Tool Power Tool Combo Kit, now at $199. No matter what the project is, Craftsman's high-quality, high-performance products empower you to build on. Visit Lowe's and check out the full line of Craftsman tools today. Valid through 7/9 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Maximum initial battery voltage measured without a workload is 20 volts. Nominal voltage is 18.